I guess I just wanted to make a second episode. I'm at like this new spot that my friend showed me. I really like it. No security cameras here. Just me in public. I wanted to make kind of like a little episode specifically talking about the Hellraiser movie that just came out. I just watched it yesterday with my friend. Oh my god, you guys. This movie is incredible. If you have not seen the new Hellraiser, I implore you to watch it. It is so good. Oh, I hear some dogs barking. What is this sound? Hang on. I'm gonna pause it real quick because I gotta check the audio. Just make sure that it's not like fucked. The audio is tolerable. So the new Hellraiser had fantastic Cenobites. I loved the designs. I loved the new Pinhead. It followed exactly how Clive Barker's comic went. As for anyone who knows Hellraiser, Christy Cotton, the last girl, the one who is the main character-ish in the first few movies, is the one who, quote-unquote, defeated, but, I mean, they never actually defeated Pinhead. She just kind of sent him away back to the labyrinth, or hell. So, Christy Cotton is the new Pinhead in the newest movie, and I thought it was such a nice little touch to the comic, which kind of shows Christy Cotton's descent into... basically into being the new priest of hell, the lead Cenobite. And it's just really cool seeing her as the new Pinhead. Because, quite frankly, Hellraiser is one of those beautiful movies that has a really cool message to it if it's done right. Which, usually it is. Me and my friend say that, the reason we watched Hellraiser was because of the prosthetics and the practical effects, but the plot in Hellraiser was lacking, so at least Hellraiser gave us some good horror and gore. It was fantastic. And also, I was reading online that people were disappointed with the new Hellraiser, and I just want to say this. Horror, to its core, is not about blood, nor body dismemberment, nor slashers. Horror is, in my opinion anyways, horror is derived as fear. Fear and terror being implemented into horror movies. That's what I believe horror is to its core. Can the people who make movies give us a sense of dread and terror? And Hellraiser most certainly did that. I don't want to spoil too much if you guys haven't seen it, but some of the scenes in that movie are so beautifully done. And it also showed a very particular thing that I appreciated, was the main characters trying to run away from the horror, but the horror ends up capturing them instead. Like, I don't want to spoil too much, but it's so good. There's a scene towards the end that's just so good. And it's also the scene where we finally hear the priestess, or Pinhead, finally speak, and it's just... perfect. The actress who portrays Pinhead is so perfect. While I was also just going back and celebrating Hellraiser, I went on their Wikipedia page. Apparently Clive Barker doesn't like the fact that we call Pinhead, but it's like, whatever. Pinhead is like one of the most recognizable horror characters and antagonists in horror movies that... It's just what we know him as. Like, we can call him, like, the priest, but we see him and he has pins in his head, you know? It's like when Anish Kapoor was getting mad that people were calling his statue, that silver bean in Chicago, the bean, and it was like Gateway to the Sky or some shit like that. I can't even remember. But yeah, it's just like, that's what we know Pinhead as. And we celebrate him, no matter what. And quite frankly, I don't think Pinhead gives a fuck of what you call him, as long as you call him and he comes. Have you... So, you guys... I hope you guys know that Pinhead was, like, added into Dead by Daylight. And, The mechanic when someone's playing Pinhead is they solve the lament configuration. It's also just known as the puzzle box, by the way. Oh, that's another thing I have to mention from the movie. But in Dead by Daylight, you solve the puzzle box, and then his voice line is, "You solve the puzzle. You solve the puzzle. I came." I remember watching the clip of John Wolfe on YouTube play Pinhead for the first time, and he says that line, and like the chat just says, he came, I came. It's just so fucking funny how we turn into 12-year-olds when we hear that. But one thing I also wanted to, this is not a lot of spoiler, but one thing I also wanted to... Oh, I think I got burned on my leg. What the fuck? Sorry. One thing I wanted to mention from the movie is the lament configuration. And the reason it's finally called the lament configuration. It was so fucking cool. But also, the design of the box was like... The design of the lament configuration, or like the puzzle box, was really cool with how it morphed. I guess with technology being way better than it was back in the day, it makes it easier to create such like visually stunning things. And I don't know, like CGI technology, how do I put it? The movie did use a lot of practical effects, but CGI, this is a movie that used CGI in the correct way. It did not depend on CGI. It used CGI as a way of enhancing clips and moments in the movie, which was really nice touch. Really well done. I just miss practical effects in movies. Why can't we do more of that? That's just epic. Practical effects need to come back. In this decade, I really hope that new directors and new writers have like a renaissance of practical effects, because we desperately need it. But yeah, that's all I really wanted to talk about in this episode. It's just a little bonus episode of me talking about stuff. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you've seen the new Hellraiser movie and what you thought of it, because I'm genuinely curious about what people think about it. All right. This is Richard signing off. I'm going to get back to my flautas I ordered. Excuse me. Okay, bye.